Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good morning, everyone. Good day, good day, good day. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity as we talk about alternative strategies for peace of mind, well-being, and living in an attitude of plenty. There's enough for all. So, how's it going for you? Are you beginning to notice a shift in your inner landscape? Are you beginning to notice a shift in your relaxation response? Are you moving more into the relaxation response with these simple meditative moments throughout your day? Remembering to take that breath and take a moment or 90 seconds before you move forward to create the frequency, the vibration of intending for your day ahead of time. It really helps us get become more effective, become more directed, become more protected. And as we navigate these interesting times, remember the old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. And all times are interesting. All cultures have their times when the frequency of chaos was ringing and pinging loudly. And generally what we are doing here with some alternative strategies, these are ancient tools and techniques that are becoming more and more mainstream. And, you know, that can be a blessing. The fact that more of us are meditating every day. I've been meditating for almost 30 years. I have many different forms of practice, and we've been kind of lightly touching on those. Yesterday we were talking about, as women, our meditative practice is a bit more fluid than some of the rigid doctrines and dharmas taught with the ancients. Remember, as women, the yin energy is already, we already embody it. It's much simpler for us to get in, into that place, in that space. So let's take a moment here and take that big, deep breath. Allow the belly to expand. Hold that for an instant. And then we release that. Ah. And we hold that still point just for an instant before the cycle begins again. Breathing with inspiration, expanding in all directions, holding that, and then surrendering, letting go. And as you continue your cycle, moving within, and if it's safe for you to do so, closing your eyes. When we close our eyes, we automatically move into the alpha state, this meditative state, this relaxation response begins to work for us, vibrating, pulsating for us. We send out exactly where we are, what we are at this moment in time, moving within, with each exhalation, each surrender, letting go of the physical perceptions and distractions and moving within, the journey within, the subjective reality where all is occurring always and always well. There's that part of you, that part of each of us that is divine perfection. Imagine where that is for you as you breathe into that place, allowing that to expand. of this belief just a bit more. And as we hold this frequency just for about 90 seconds, this peace of mind and well-being, this belief that all is well within, we want that to expand. And we're moving now a bit outward into this realm of the mysterious and the unknown. We now just think about surrendering all the way down, 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 past your toes, into the earth we go, into that realm of the crystalline core, where we just pour off all of our fear, all of our drama, all of our distraction. And we allow the Earth Mother to heal that for us and allow us to now use it for our benefit as we breathe it back into our bodyscape, right up into those two chakras, right on the palms of our feet. Feeling that grounded connection moving into our body, strengthening us all the way up the energetic chain. Into the heart we go. Let's just love ourselves. For this instant, can you love yourself just as you are so that you can love all just as they are? As we now move the energy on the next exhalation, we're moving up the channel, and all the way out the top of the head, the crown, and all the way out beyond into the mysterious realm of the unknown, the unmanifested. And just imagine your higher self is out there somewhere. We're seeking that now, the wisdom that is. As we exhale into that place, we allow the wisdom of the universe to begin to move with towards us, breathing that back in now, the divine yang energy. And into our heart, we're now seeing yin and yang, the masculine, the feminine, in perfect balance here within our heart. Just place your hand upon your heart and love yourself here and now. Love this moment. The potential and the possibility that exists from the now. Kind of thump that place right in the middle of your chest. That's the seat of our immune system. That is the thymus. And the thymus gland is this amazing awakening tool. When we're born, our thymus is, it's juicy and bubbly and big, it's about the size of an almond. As we mature, it gets puny, small, as our immune system begins to wither. And every time we want to connect to this objective realm, to this mysterious unknown realm, we are doing it through this point. And from this point, we then begin to move upward into the mind, as we did just then. We were moving from the small mind, getting out of our head, into the magnificent mind, capital M-I-N-D, universal mind, the source of all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be, the infinite possibilities that move us towards our potential, that put us upon this pathway towards peace of mind first, so that we can get to peace on earth. We create the peace within our body. We just lay down all the weapons that we used against ourselves. And we pick up these tools for peace. We no longer allow ourselves to berate, belittle ourselves, those 60,000 1,000 thoughts a day, how many of them are beneficial and peaceful? So this pathway then allows us to have peace within our mindscape, and we no longer tolerate anything other than peace within our homes, our hearts, our hearths. As we make the great migration back to the home, the heart, we as women are rekindling, restoking those fires of femininity, the true power, and it emanates from us, and it circulates outward, and it envelops all within. Really, as women, we can love all, but only if we love ourselves. As I teach in my private one-on-one coaching course, the classes on simplicity of spirituality, recreating, reawakening the divine within, we know that the ills of the world that we're seeing now are this absence of self-love. Now, we're not talking about it from a selfish, respectful perspective, but from a self-soulfulness, an expansion, an elevation that we can only attain through our meditation. You know, we take such quote-unquote good care of the body, you know, with our Botox and our breast implants and our high-heeled shoes and our fake eyelashes. But strip all that away, and the beingness of us is starving as we come to accept that there is plenty. We can only come to that acceptance when we are buoyed, when we are buoyant in thought, in inside, within. And those thoughts must begin to be of love for ourselves, just as we are right now, warts and all, as we choose to love ourselves greater so that we can love others greater. As most of you know, we did not have children in this lifetime. We chose the furry, four-legged kind because I was at a point in my years where creating drama and chaos was the way, and I knew that I didn't want to be dragging any beautiful little perfect beings around in the wake of my chaos and drama that I created in my 20s and began to surrender in my 30s and released in my 40s. And now in my 50s, the abundance of beauty that I've been able to create for us, for myself, for my husband, in our life, is fulfillment enough. It's plenty. It is plenty. And I didn't have to worry about the little ones witnessing my very painful growth pangs that my soul needed for this lifetime. So often you see spiritual teachers who really did not have children because they were focused on this inner realm more so than the outer realm. And the deeper we go, the more interesting it gets. Interesting in a good way. The more fulfilling it becomes. And for me on this pathway, probably as a former lama in a former life, very close to this lifetime, when I had one of my first past life regressions, I knew that I had been living high on a mountain, the vow of silence, and doing just the inner work. So the place from where we are experiencing our bliss, our joy, our beauty is an inside job. And as we expand our meditative practice, as we continue to elevate and meditate, and maybe levitate someday, we realize as we witness the thoughts within, the creative force that thoughts are. Take a breath. Allow your whole expression to expand. Hold for an instant. Surrender. Let that go. All the way down, down, down. Just let it go. Just surrender. Hold that for an instant, the still point. Begin the cycle again. As we witness the thoughts, as we become the witness to this life, we are now seeing with clarity everything around us, every experience, every situation, every person that we drew into our life was for our soul's growth and expansion. The good, the bad, the ugly. And now we are consciously awake, aware, aligned, and allowing for something even greater now. It is only through this moment in time that we're creating our future. So if we don't like when we turn around and we see the windy, twisty, turny journey up to this moment in time, where we're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I wouldn't give anything for my journey now. I see that now as that painful situation, that loss, that victimization, that experience, that I brought it into my awareness for my benefit. And I would never choose that again. But I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. And remember, this is never absolving any other's bad behavior. But when we gain a certain latitude, our attitude becomes, remember the sound of God, aha. What that taught me was X, Y, or Z. So many people get stuck in betrayal. We were betrayed. I was betrayed. And betrayal is just an opportunity to go within because we gave away our power. We forgot. And so much of this is immaturity. It's that testing. And if you are in your 20s, if you are in your 30s, if you are in your 40s, 50s, beyond, every decade becomes a new awakening and experience that gives us the wisdom. Remember, as the estrogen depletes, the wisdom gains, right? Yay. Yay for that. So we're always, but always, and forever expressions of the universal law. And we gain this wisdom and we realize that our attitude raises our latitude. Our gratitude raises our latitude. And with that comes this full ability, this full desire, this full expression, this full opening to our responsibility for all of it. Take a breath now. And this ability to respond with clarity, with awareness, with love, with beauty, with bliss, with joy, with wisdom, becomes the most important thing. This subjective journey within. This opening up to, I did create that. That hellish relationship, whoo, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you to that teacher who pushed my button, who made me expand, who allowed me to release joyfully into something even better. Take a breath here. Hold that for an instant. Thump that thymus. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself for all of that. Let that go. You know, when I first went into recovery, oh, wow, almost 17 years ago, I had a lot of guilt and a lot of shame, which many of us, those of us who love the party to a fault, who are managing, I was talking yesterday about my attention deficit disorder, probably very, very undiagnosed. It was not talked about when I was coming up, but, you know, whether it was, you know, bipolar, ADD, who knows, all of the above. It was this uncomfortable brain that, you know, booze worked for a long time. Drugs and alcohol, they really worked until they didn't. And as those of us who really aspire to work this work, we find out that we had genius and brilliance. I had the psychic abilities, the intuition, the clairsentient abilities to feel everything, but not the languaging or the ability to express. And it wasn't until I started my journey, you know, almost 30 years ago, well, really before that, but I didn't know consciously what I was doing intuitively as a much younger person when I would just, you know, spew out, say the things that nobody else was saying. And I'm sure it was uncomfortable for my parents. And, you know, I was considered mouthy and all of those things. And what I was really doing, I didn't even realize it, was I was just languaging what was not being said, but what was being felt. As a youngest child, we are the ones that feel everything. You know, for whatever reason it is, possibly, you know, and my parents had an amazing relationship. Thank you, Mom and Dad, wherever you may be. They taught us love. They demonstrated love. We knew that we were loved. But life is sticky, and there were many situations that that, of course, everyone's challenged with. And so those feelings that may have been buried bump right down the line. And it's usually the youngest who is like, you know, we rebel, we and believe me, I rebelled in a big way. It's an eruption. It's an eruption. Remember, whenever there is suppression of any kind, there must be the counteractive, the cause of suppression creates the effect of eruption. It's just a natural state. And I was the one blessed to be the eruptor and the disruptor for a lot of my younger years. And through my alternative practices, I've been able to, most of the time, manage that. Remember, we're never better than anybody else. We're just seeking to be better than we used to be. You know, I was inappropriate. I did stupid things as part of my coming up. I'm sure, you know, I offended and damaged relationships. Never malice. Malice was never my heart's desire. My heart's desire was to be open and truthful, and I just couldn't understand why nobody would talk about these things. And that lack of languaging was part of my expression, my experience to becoming the witness. And that witnessing has given me access through these alternative strategies, these different thought patterns, this release of belief that may have been ingrained in me or ingrained in you that have caused me to continue along my mystical pathway towards peace of mind, well-being, purpose. My purpose is to speak this until I take that vow of silence again. And that moves us into this prosperity. And when I'm talking about prosperity and plenty and abundance, it's not just for cold, hard cash, although there's nothing wrong with that. And I hope you'll join me for Moving Up the Money Scale, a private coaching call. And you can book yours, and we'll talk about what you're vibrating. You're vibrating what you're thinking about most of the time, and these universal laws are working for you, whether or not you're aware. And if you're not aware, then you're creating by default. So if you're looking around your physical world and you don't like what you see, you better learn to love it. We have to love exactly where we are, exactly who we are, exactly what we have at this moment in time, no matter the horror of it, if we're to shift into something new, if we're to access and use the laws to create something better. Kaizen, constant improvement. Forgiving ourselves, loving ourselves for all the times we screwed up. Even if those who we may have offended can't let it go, that doesn't become our problem. Our problem becomes the unwillingness to make amends. When we just have a willing spirit, all things begin to flow for our benefit. It doesn't mean that we won't have upheaval, because we will. We will have upheaval. The higher we go, the greater the opportunity for growth and expansion. So we must be grounded. We must be in constant contact. We must be moving from this space within so that we can attain something better, so that we can create something that is brilliant, beautiful, beneficial. As we stand up and we command to be healed ourselves on an energetic level, begin to align for us. We're prepared for the healing crisis that will occur every time we make these shifts. We get to heal again and again and again, like our constant contact with our breath, again and again and again. Inhalation, birth. Releasing, letting go, death, inhalation, birth, expansion, growth, awareness, into surrender, release, letting go, death, beginning, ending, beginning. I'm wishing you well from here today. Infinite love and gratitude. I'm Lisa Giroux. Namaste.